Well, last Friday in New Plymouth, one of our citizen journalists, Tane Webster, was present for Christopher Luxon's address to a crowd in New Plymouth. Where we can, we will be reporting these sorts of activities. First up, here's how Christopher Luxon started his address to a packed hall in New Plymouth. Here's what he said.
There is no reason why we cannot do extremely well in the world over the next 50 years. When I get to see the amazing people that are up and down this country, creative, innovative, smart, determined folk, folk like we met today at Power Co, folk that I've met yesterday in Whanganui, young people at the high schools that I've met recently, we're in great shape. We've got amazing people that can do incredible things. The second thing we have is if you were to design a brand new country from scratch, you'd put it bang smack in the middle of the Asia Pacific region, right where we are, so we can access the rapidly rising middle classes in Asia, in the Americas, and in Australia. And so we can get our products and our services and our great human goods and services out into the world. And the third thing you'd want to have is a system that's been built on the Westminster system that prides on the rule of law, that is a liberal democracy, and that has strong social institutions and public institutions. And so we have a lot in the fundamentals that actually says there is no excuses for why New Zealand shouldn't be able to go out and compete with 195 other countries and 8 billion people in the world and do well in it. But the second thing I'm left with is an impression that we are totally, utterly, completely going in the wrong direction at the moment. And this is a country, if we're really honest, that is not realising all the potential that it has. It's not solving the problems that we have, and it's not realising all the opportunities that are ahead of us as well. And that's why I've come to politics just 2 years ago. Because I'm one of those people who likes to get in and fix things. And when I saw the last government, national government, where I knew John Key and Bill English, and I saw how they operated, and I saw Jacinda Ardern and Grant Robertson and that team and how they operated, I want New Zealand to be more successful. I want it to be more ambitious. I want it to be more aspirational. I want it to do well in the world. And that's why I've come to this job. And I think we can do it. You know, there is no reason, there's nothing to stop us from getting this country turned around and back on track. But for that to happen, we have to fix the economy so we reduce the cost of living, we have to restore law and order, and we have to improve health and education. And the reality of where we sit today is that we've had 6 years of a Labor government that I think is taking us off course tremendously. It is a government that has mismanaged the economy in the extreme. It has led to more spending, more taxing, more borrowing as a consequence. And as a result, more borrowing, more taxing, more spending. So the reality is that actually as a result, we've now got inflation for higher and we've got interest rates higher for longer. And that's causing huge pain and suffering for New Zealanders. The second thing is there's a big focus on centralisation and control. Wellington knows best. Thank you very much. We'll take all the 16 polytechnics in the regions and pull them all together into one big mega bureaucracy. We'll take the 20 DHBs, pull them together into one big mega bureaucracy, and for good measure create a Māori Health Authority, which we'll scrap, but you know, create a more bureaucracy. Take the 67 district councils, 3 water assets, and put them all into 10 mega co-governed entities as well. But that centralisation and control thing is a big, big driver of Wellington that we know best and going to tell you what to do. And the third thing is that despite our respective individual identities, which are so important that we actually individually all have them, I think there's been a lot of identity politics here in New Zealand, where we pitch, where the government has been pitching rural folk against urban folk. It's been pitching tenants versus landlords. It's been pitching employers versus employees. It's been pitching Māori versus non-Māori. And the reality is we are all Kiwis, we are New Zealanders, and we have our individual identities and we should value and respect those. But the thing that unites us is all the fact that we are New Zealanders first and foremost. And we are one country with one system of public services, and we support our people on the basis of their needs, not their ethnicity, and we're all equal under the law, one person, one vote. So that's the deal that we have here in this country with each other. So that's where we are, and the question is, well, what do we do about it? And what we have to do is to be able to fix the economy so we can reduce cost of living.
National Party leader Christopher Luxon and the opening part of his address to a meeting, a public meeting in New Plymouth on Friday. Our citizen reporter Tane Webster then managed to get a few words with Christopher Luxon.
The latest Roy Morgan poll has National ACT at 45%, and I think Labor Greens at 43%, and Maori 4.5%. Now, Maori, obviously, you've ruled out working with them. They're likely to go with Labor and Greens.
Yeah.
What do you need to do between now and the election to make sure that you can form the majority government?
Yeah, look, there's lots of polls, and they all have different methodologies, and we see them all, but the reality is the only poll that matters is October the 14th now. That's the only one that matters. And so we're going to keep doing what we're doing, which is getting our message out through forums like this, as you've seen today. It's been really important that we continue to do that, and that means we've got to fix the economy, we've got to restore law and order, we've got to make sure we improve health and education, and that's the way we get the country back on track and realising all the great potential that we've got. So, you know, that's what we're very fixated on. I've got a great team, I've got the right people on the right assignments. We're very excited and very focused on making sure we actually have the plans, and that's our job to communicate between now and the election.
Christopher Luxon speaking with our citizen reporter Tane Webster. Tane then got a few words with some of the attendees. Here's what they thought.
How do you think Chris went in there?
Excellent. Spoke very well. Very experienced, bringing a lot of business, more than business, bringing a lot of the real world experience to his comments. Just very, very real, very, very well constructed and absolutely awesome.
What's the most important issue for you?
Probably quite a few, actually. The economy, Three Waters, IT, lots of things, really. Yeah. In general, I don't think the country's going in the right direction. So it was really good, encouraging to hear Chris talk today. So, yeah.
Thanks for your time. How do you think Chris went today?
I think it was really good. He covered the key things, I think, that are impacting the majority of New Zealanders. And he dealt with it in a way that his solutions were somewhat measurable, and they were also relatable. So felt it was good overall.
Which are the most important issues to you?
I think, to me, inflation and the cost of everyday life in New Zealand, which I think probably permeates throughout a number of different areas. I think housing is a big issue overall, and one that seems to be attracting a lot of attention, which is good. And crime. I think crime is something that everyone who reads the media, they'll be aware that it's at escalating rates and it's unsustainable.
Just local media, would you like to share how you think Chris went?
Outstanding.
All right. Would you like to share how you thought Chris went?
He's preaching to the converted.
Too many people.
Shows the mood out there.
Comments there from a few of the attendees of a public meeting held by Christopher Luxon, the National Party leader in New Plymouth, the Back on Track tour on Friday morning. And thank you to Tane Webster for being there and sending us that report.